Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy spring. I'm Caroline Phipps for Berkshire Style. I'd like to preview some stories we feature on the website this week. By opulent Gilded Age standards, Cassilis Farm in New Marlborough was a modest chateau, having a mere 14 bedrooms in the main house and only six more in its annex. The mansion became the playground of wealthy New York City banker Hildreth Kennedy Bloodgood III. It loomed large in elite equestrian circles in the 19th century. This month, the house will become a designer's show house to raise funds for Construct. We hope you're staying safe and happy. We have some entertainment suggestions for your enjoyment, and all are in person this week. You can find times and links to these happenings this week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is up to date, so do check it out. Lilac Walks, History in Bloom at Bellamy Faraday House and Garden in North Bethlehem, Connecticut. When we think of spring, we think of lilacs. The stunning variety of lilacs curated by Caroline Faraday and her mother scent the gardens and show off their fleeting blossoms in shades of purples, pinks, and even whites. Tour the gardens to learn about the long history of the lilacs and their care. Lilac Walks at Bellamy Faraday House and Garden in North Bethlehem, Connecticut. 4,000 miles, transcending generations, at the Unicorn Theatre in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Amy Herzog's acclaimed play, 4,000 Miles, offers a compelling exploration of human connections, grief, and the unanticipated paths to solace. Set against the backdrop of New York City's West Village, this production unveils the profound story of a 21-year-old and his spirited grandmother. Herzog's poignant narrative, a Pulitzer Prize finalist in 2013, resonates with audiences through its compassionate portrayal of chosen and unchosen families, spotlighting the profound healing power found within trust and genuine connection. 4,000 Miles at the Unicorn Theatre in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Search for the world's greatest opera character at Tina Packer Playhouse in Lenox, Massachusetts. The great Italian opera impresario Giuseppe Grandini needs your help in his search to find the greatest opera character of all time. In this free family concert, discover opera's most colourful characters, from the good to the downright nasty. With five stellar guest artists and Giuseppe as your guide, explore what makes these characters so entertaining through the music of Mozart, Verdi, and Puccini. Recommended for ages 8 to 14, with accompanying family members of all ages. Search for the world's greatest opera character at the Tina Packer Playhouse in Lenox, Massachusetts. 2024 Mona Sherman Memorial Lecture, Ari Melba, at the Mahiway Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. The OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute is honored to present Ari Melba, an Emmy award-winning journalist, evening news anchor, writer, and attorney. He anchors The Beat with Ari Melba on MSNBC, serves as the network's chief legal correspondent and is a legal analyst for NBC News. He previously practiced First Amendment law and is a member of the New York Bar, Ari Melba, at the Highway Performing Arts Centre in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Litchfield Art Festival 2024 at Lawrence Field in North Canaan, Connecticut. The Voice of Art is thrilled to present its fourth annual outdoor juried fine art show, highlighted for collectors. The Litchfield Hills have a history and reputation of featuring top fine artists from across the country, as well as many well-known New England artists. The categories include painting, sculpture, mixed media, digital art, and more. Also enjoy fine functional art like ceramics, fiber paper art, and metalwork. Litchfield Art Festival 2024 at Lawrence Field in North Canaan, Connecticut. Happening soon, so plan now. The Royal Ballet of the United Kingdom at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett, Massachusetts. Not only is this the Pillow debut of the Royal Ballet of the United Kingdom, it is also a world premiere. This special event includes a talk with Norton Owen, Preservation Director at Blake's Barn on the Jacob's Pillow grounds. It also includes lunch, be sure to bring your own bottle, dessert, and a once-in-a-lifetime performance. The programme, performed with live music, features a world premiere created especially for Jacob's Pillow. The Royal Ballet Principals will perform along with an array of the company's dancers. Tickets are almost sold out, so make sure to plan in advance. The Royal Ballet of the United Kingdom at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett, Massachusetts. Our favourite thing. PS21 will hold its 2024 season launch party at the PS21 Pavilion Theatre in Chatham, New York. There will be a members-only dinner party followed by Beyond Ballet, Beyond Hip Hop, a double bill performance of two genre-defying works that illustrate the groundbreaking direction of Japan's current dance scene. Berkshire Kitchen, pasta with miso butter. Bowl of pasta with ingredients not imagined together. Miso and other Asian ingredients are paired with those of an Italian dish. This may seem strange, but believe Chef Leon, they marry well. In this case, he uses firm tofu as the feature protein, but you can also use shrimp or chicken. Out on a limb. My parents, both notably caring people, did not do their children any good when it came to dental genetics. They spent a small fortune on our oral care as we grew up. But in this case, nature won out over nurture. All of us required advanced dentistry to keep our teeth anywhere near pearly and white. Catherine takes a look at dental history, George Washington's teeth, and today's oral medical system. Inner elegance. The seduction of bad news. If it bleeds, it leads. Despite the many good things that happen, we tend to focus disproportionately on the negative aspects of life. Why is this? And what can we do? I, Caroline Phipps, explore the seduction of negativity and ways to move beyond it to help ourselves and our world. History's Lens. Cornwall Post Office, circa 1912. The original post office building stood along Main Street on Route 128 until it was replaced by a new building. The new post office building was destroyed by the fire. This postcard is from the collection of the Cornwall Historical Society. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone. We are an online magazine and resource, here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a wonderful week and enjoy this warming weather. And until next time, I'm Caroline Phipps.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.